Chapter 22. Back in Darnum, after 2 months' absence, Celine sat on her throne, clutching her head. The changeling Gorley was gone, slipped right through her grasp, and worse yet, he'd managed to break into the deep and regain his memories first. The incompetence of her guards was a nasty pinprick in her ribs. He'd done more than escape. He'd wrought havoc while she and Nath were gone. She reeled from the effects of it. Her control over things was slipping.
"You,"
she said, to one of the two guards that stood on either side of her great doors, decorated in fine armor and carrying a halberd.
"Come. Stand before the dais."
The hump in the man's neck rolled. With a glance at the other guard, he marched over and kneeled at the dais. She locked her fingers together and rested her chin on them.
"Show me how you use that weapon."
Water beaded on his brow as he nodded. A moment later, the grand weapon jabbed and cut and flashed all over. He bowed again in less than a minute, lathered in sweat.
"Excellent,"
she said. Then she pointed to the other guard.
"Now go and kill him."
"High priestess,"
he remarked. Her eyes blazed and flame erupted from her mouth, incinerating the man. The dragon fire left only metal from his armor and weapons. Glaring at the other guard who trembled at the door, she said,
"Looks like you win. Now leave me."
The guard all but vanished, and the doors locked in place behind him. Celine walked down the steps and swatted her tail through the ashes and warped metal. She still seethed. Gorley had made a mess of things. Disguised as her, he'd had her top priests, acolytes, commanders, and aides taken to the deep with orders to be fed to Bletfer. Faced with the task of explaining this all to Nath Dragon, she drugged him. A sleep potion, powerful as could be made, filled his belly. He would not wake up until she countered the spell. At least she hoped. All dragons had some resistance to magic, but she had been very careful. So in his room he slept, while she got Narnum back under control. She called for her Drulcher. In moments it swooped over the balcony and landed on her shoulder. She petted its head.
"Good dragon, good dragon."
The rebels in the streets were being found out and cleared. The graffiti of Balzerth, two slashes and a circle, was all gone. The feline fury she had sent again to find Gorley, but the changeling had vanished. It worried her. What if the fury could no longer sniff the changeling out? It could be anyone and anywhere. Worst of all, Gorley could warn Nath Dragon. So she needed to keep Nath close and make sure Nath wouldn't believe what anyone else told him. And that might not be so hard. Lucky for her, he was too busy brooding over the war between the dragons and doubting his father. Her seed had taken root. She'd created enough doubt to gain more of his trust. Nath was primed to make a bold move. She just had to be careful how she led him. His bold move needed to be in her favor. She went out onto the terrace. It was a cool night, heavy in dark cloud cover. Below, the streets were empty of citizens, now that a strict curfew at nightfall was enforced. The absence of the carousing sounds of citizens that time of night was strange, leaving her alone with the gentle howls of the wind that whipped through the towers.
"Celine."
Her head snapped around, followed by a chill that raced down her spine. An apparition emerged from the shadows. It had long, wispy white hair, horns in its skull, and a green line around its body. A dragon wraith, someone like a man, a leech torn between the living and dead worlds. Its features were gaunt and its scales stretched. in the resemblance of wrinkled leather. It stood as a man, wore robes and had eyes that flickered with power. It pointed a crooked clawed finger at her. Its voice was a ghostly hiss.
Khorne Kratik summons you.
Lifting her chin, she said,
I cannot leave at this moment.
No.
The ghostly lips hissed. It pulled a sword from the belt snapped around its tattered robes. Its blade was pitch black.
No, or death.
Celine's lips curled back.
Don't threaten me, you little wraith.
She summoned her power. A ball of flame formed in her hand.
I'll banish you with a thought, you undead courier.
No.
It warned, drifting closer. The sword winked lightning.
Now or all will be lost.
Resisting Khorne Kratik's wishes was a fatal thing to do, but she didn't like how she received the invitation.
Lead,
she said, crushing out her ball of flame. The wraith lifted from the terrace and glided quickly up into the night sky. Celine summoned the dragon within. Great wings sprouted from her back. She was in one of the many dragon forms she could assume, a secret she held from Nath. She leaped into the air, wings flapping, catching up to the wraith in an instant. While the pair flew, hour after hour, all she could think about was what Khorne Kratik wanted with her now, in person. There were dozens of other ways they could communicate that weren't in person.
He always wants something different than what I think he wants. Be strong, Celine. Be strong.
The wraith dropped out of the sky and spiraled towards the ground somewhere east of Quintuclan, in the mountain ranges. Scores of dragons of all sorts were scattered along the peaks. It petrified the blood in her veins. Khorne Kratik had his forces rallied. She had none of hers. As soon as they landed, she had to change back into human form so that the wraith could lead her into a temple entrance she'd never seen before. It was grand but fallen in ruin, and it led deep into the mountain. Her fingertips tingled more so than the last time she'd encountered Khorne Kratik. He had still been in spirit form that last time, and she wondered what form he'd taken now. Ahead, a giant-sized throne sat empty between two massive urns that spouted blue flame. The wraith turned to her and said,
Wait!
Then it promptly left. The darkness chilled her broad shoulders.
How are you, Celine?
She twisted around. A striking man stood before her. Dark-haired and dark-featured with a serpentine look about him. He stood much taller than she did, broad and lean, wearing the attire of a commoner, but a fanciful sort. His eyes had a radiant glow, and all of her blood rushed through her. She dropped to one knee.
My lord,
she said, bowing.
Rise and embrace me, daughter,
he said. His voice was strong and steady as the river's.
I've missed you.
She did. His arms locked around her waist and held her tight. His natural strength was crushing. He let her go and brushed her cheek.
You look marvelous, as always,
he said.
And those wings are a nice touch.
He waved his hand and dozens of torches came to life. He led her to a table cut from purple marble and sat down in one of the chairs.
Sit. Eat, if you like.
There were many tureens of different stews and carafes of various wines. He dropped some grapes in his mouth.
I've been wandering among the races of late, trying to get a better feel for things. I can't fail this time as I did last time.
And why did you fail the last time?
She said, avoiding the food.
I didn't have strong enough adversaries. But this time, well, this time things are better planned.
He crushed a grape between his fingers.
And we'll be more deliberate about things.
He locked his fingers on the table and leaned in her direction.
So tell me, how are things going with Nath Dragon? His piercing eyes bore into her. Seeing him in monstrous dragon form was one thing, but his current form seemed more dangerous somehow. Crafty, insidious, omnipotent. She had no idea what to expect. She pulled her shoulders back and said,
I'm gaining his trust.
And what will you do once you have it? Gorn said. Join forces with him and turn against me?
He can't know that.
Certainly not, my lord.
She said. Her heart was jumping.
Think.
But the thought has occurred to me.
Gorn didn't speak. Instead, he just tilted his head. After a long moment, he said, I've raised you well, Selene. Ambition, that's the key to conquest. I would be sorely disappointed had you answered differently.
As well you should be.
Gorn slammed his fist on the table, creating a crack through it. Don't tell me how I should be, he said firmly. Ever. He stared her down. Selene gulped, but she did not avert her eyes, staring right back at him. After a pause that would have been awkwardly long to anyone but a dragon, Selene gave him the briefest of nods, and Gorn Gratik went on. As for Nath Dragon, the uppity son of Balzerth, how do you think we should handle him,
The truce keeps him at bay,
she said.
I have his dragon powers harnessed, but he is getting stronger and learning to understand his powers. In but a little more time, he will cross over.
So certain are you? Gorn said.
Indeed. He cannot stomach dragons warring among themselves. He'll fight to prevent it.
She shrugged.
He's too naive to understand.
And how long is this truce to hold him? He said.
4 more years. But my work will be done long before then.
Oh, Gorn said. Your work will be done much sooner than that, daughter. Balzer's servants move on us now. And I like how you are using that against him. Turning his son's feeling inside out, you are wise, Selene. He smiled. But we can't hold back while Balzer picks us apart 1 month at a time. He attacks where our forces are weak, from the inside out. We need to step up our timetable.
Whatever you wish, my lord.
I'm sure you have grown fond of Balzer's son. But he's only of use to us if he's fighting on our side. You must assure that. Or kill him. The words were an invisible blow across her cheek.
I'll have him serving faithfully in no time.
There is only one way to make that happen, Selene. Nath Dragon needs dragon blood on his hands. Virtuous dragon blood. He must kill one of his father's own faithful followers. Only then will he cross over to the victorious path which is ours.
It will be done,
she said. Easier said than done, I fear, but I have faith in you, daughter. He rose from his chair and grew to another size, towering over her. Scales rose on his arms, horns sprouted from his head, and claws popped from his fingers. Towering over her, he added in a voice of thunder, I want this executed immediately. If this plan fails, then I want Nath Dragon brought to me personally for his destruction. Go now. He pointed outside the mouth of the temple. You have no time to waste.